Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Unter.
Unter. Oi!
Oi, I mean, it's Hunter. I don't know what
that is. Mario.
That was a leprechaun. I am the leprechaun.
There you go.
Hey, we got to keep things moving here, folks. It's time for sports. So offensive.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right.
Oi, Bud.
Oi. It's a great day for a Budweiser. As always, Bud, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer, all sorts of great products for you to enjoy responsibly while watching your favorite sports or listening to Hunter ruin sports. Go for it.
Yeah, hell with it, though, right? If you're coming here for sports, it's probably got something wrong with it.
Bottom of the barrel.
NHL last night, Red Wings beating the Hurricanes 4-2. Some NBA news from last night, the Bulls beating the Thunder 123-102. And looks like an overtime, right? Tonight, the Raptors going to be Detroit playing the Pistons 7 o'clock. Nets going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7. San Antonio going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Major League Baseball, not going to talk about it still because it's still spring training. Moving on. I got a few stories here that I want to hit. You want Tiger Woods or Fitzpatrick?
Or both. Give me Fitzpatrick first, and we'll just do Woods next hour.
Tom Brady, Mr. Brady, isn't the only quarterback determined to play forever. 38-year-old NFL journeyman Ryan Fitzpatrick, ladies and gentlemen. You might know him as the bearded QB from Miami last year, right? Signed a one-year deal worth $10 million with the Washington football team. It's the ninth team Fitzpatrick has played with in his 17-year career and will go into training camp expecting to be the starter next season. Dude, I don't know. I like him. He kind of reminds me of Between Two Ferns.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Every time he throws a helmet on, you can't really tell his facial features. I'm like, dude, well, it's Galifianakis.
If you look, someone put together like a montage of him through the years and how his beard just gets longer and longer and longer with each team. It's like each team that he goes to, his beard levels up. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, all right, the fifth team, it was pretty long. Up. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like each team gets a longer and longer beard. It's like a wizard.
Next level. You know, Brock, I used to have a beard like that.
Yeah.
It was more full.
Yeah?
It was more full.
Unbelievable. What happened? Did you get sick?
You could never you can never tell now. But man,
so wispy. I like Fitzpatrick, you know, and he's just, unfortunately for him, I don't know if he's ever been on a team. Like, he was with the Dolphins, what, the last 3 years or something?
Something like that.
The Dolphins have been garbage. Like, hey, what do you want a guy to do? You know what I mean? So
he's always kind of been on a secondhand team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got one more story here. You got to listen to this, man. This is good news, especially for you video gamers out there. Tiger Woods signed an exclusive long-term partnership with 2K Sports that will see the golf legend return to the video game space for the first time since 2014.
Oh, wow.
Dude, so yes, we're getting a Tiger Woods game back. I don't know if you ever played those games back in the day, but my God, dude. We grew up with them.
Yeah.
My brother, huge golfer through high school. I mean, still is, but... I mean, he used to get the game every single year, and just that's my dad likes rap music because of the rap music from Tiger Woods, the intro of the game. That's what introduced my dad to rap music.
It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. I love it.
So it is exciting. I think a lot of people are pumped. A lot of people are rallying around it. And especially now with Tiger and everything that's going on with Tiger and the car accident and whatnot, it's just nice to see. Good news come out of the Tiger camp. So
I agree. All right. Well, that's going to do it for now. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Good morning. What are you doing over there, man?
Dancing, bro.
Oh, God. What hell's wrong with you?
Doing those circles in the air, following that globe, man.
Weird noises while you're dancing to Sandstorm. I don't know what the hell's going on. Good morning, everybody. 722, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Let's keep her going here. It is time for sports. I forgot what we were doing. Jameson's already hitting me.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Not to mention, dude, summertime right around the corner, they got a lot of great stuff lined up to stock your fridges with. So make sure you keep them stocked.
Absolutely.
With Bud Distributing.
Maybe put that Jameson down and start with Bud Light, Brock. It tends to end the night a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? NHL last night, the Red Wings beating the Hurricanes 4-2. Moving on to the NBA, Bulls beating the Thunder last night 123-102 in overtime, it looks like. Tonight, Raptors going to be Detroit playing the Pistons, 7 o'clock. Nets over in Indiana playing the Pacers at 7. And the Spurs going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. Moving on. Listen, I'm sorry, Donnie. It's a local story. Got to do it. I know you texted me. He's like, don't do the Bears story. But, hey. We're right next to Chicago, so here we go. Chicago Bears made a very aggressive pursuit of Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, but we're told the Seahawks won't trade him at this time. Chicago reportedly pivoted and agreed to a one-year deal with Andy Dalton.
A one-year,
can you believe it?
1 year, $10 million contract for Andy Dalton. Oh my God!
Oh man!
Look, I am the NFC North. In my mind, is the best conference in the NFL. All right, it has the longest rivalry between the Packers and the Bears. We got teams that just, you know what? I think it's the toughest one. But for some reason, the Bears keep shooting themselves in the foot.
What is the deal? Like nobody can be on board with it. It's just the people of Chicago just got to be like, you know, it's a windy city. Hopefully the wind blows the ball in the right direction this year. Is there any hope?
I don't know. It's like
are there any Bears fans out there like, yeah, dude, nice.
It's like they're okay with it because of the 85 Bears. It's like, it's fine. But, hey, remember 1985? It's like, guys, you got to do something to fix that. Now, granted, they were in the Super Bowl, what, in 2006? They had a chance there, but, I mean,
I think it was eight.
It's been so long, I can't remember. It's like, hey, what are you doing? $10 million for Andy effing Dalton? Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, you Bears fans out there, I apologize. I really do. That was probably some rough news for you. So, here's your NFL story this morning. It's just so sad.
Andy,
I feel bad. You know, let's bring it up here a little bit. Tiger Woods returned to his home in South Florida to continue his recovery from the leg injury suffered in a car crash in February.
Good news.
There you go, man. Nice. Good news. He's out of the hospital. Maybe we'll soon to see him and get some statements from him and, you know, his future plans. But as of now, I think he's just kind of recovering. It's just, I mean, for God's sakes, his leg turned to dust and he's going to need some time.
Pink mist. I feel for him right now because you know what he's going to be bombarded with for the next.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
It's probably the last thing you want, you know, when your leg is just powdery, is a bunch of microphones in your face.
You know, like, what do you think? How's the recovery going? When are you going to be back? Is this the end for you? Are you done? What's your going to return? It's like, just give him time, guys. Just
leave
give him time.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. For the love of God.
And more good news out of the Tiger camp. Tiger agreed to a big deal with 2K. So what? Tiger Woods video games will be back, which is awesome because it's just great for golf, man. Anytime Tiger Woods is put into anything that involves kids growing up around the guy, you know, it's just, we grew up around the Tiger games, and it made us play golf, man. It made golf better. And it's just good to see, just good news coming out of the old Tiger camp.
For sure. I agree. That all you got?
There you go. Yeah, I think that's good for St. Patrick's Day sports.
That's your sports. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.